have reached Preferred Warranties Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Naomi. Are you in current need of assistance?
Yes, I am.
May I please start off by getting your first and last name?
It is Christina Smith.
Oh, what's a good callback phone number for you?
503-960-7260.
Thank you for that. And would you like to receive mobile text message updates with the status of your service today?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And may I please, let's see here. And may I please have the name that's associated with your roadside assistance plan? Is it under your name?
Yeah, Christina Smith, it should be.
Okay. And let's see here. Where are you currently located?
I'm currently located at my house. Honestly, I had got a flat last night, I believe, and I made it home, but the dealership they gave me this number, and they said if I was ever in a flat to call this number. And
okay,
that I guess you guys like to fix it for free.
And what's your zip code?
97267.
Can you see? Just bear with me. I'm trying to get your account to pop up here. Just bear with me. My computer is running slowly.
It's fine.
And what is the address registered to the policy?
It should be 7712 Southeast Lake Road, Milwaukee, Oregon, 97267.
Oregon.
It might be Portland.
Is there another address?
No, it should be the address. I just got this car probably 2 weeks ago.
Okie dokie, no worries. Let's see here. Do you have the last 8 numbers of your VIN number?
Let me check. Yes, I do somewhere in this paperwork. The VIN is 1GDA D5RX3F010209 2.
Thank you for that. Just bear with me.
You're fine.
And what is your home address?
It is 7712 Southeast Lake Road, Milwaukee, Oregon, 977.
I'm sorry, your phone is going in and out.
267.
Thank you for that. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's a 2015 Cadillac ATS.
And what color is it?
It's like a dark gray, I believe.
Okay.
It's pretty dark.
And what's going on with the vehicle today?
Just a flat tire, the back driver's side tire.
Okay. And were you trying to get a tire change or were you trying to get it towed?
Just a tire change.
Okay. Let's see here. And do you have a spare?
I don't know. I don't think so. I wasn't told I had a spare. They, because he just told me, like, if I ever get a flat, to call this number and they should come out and fix it for free. Send my
Did you look in the trunk to see if there's a good spare available? Because if not, we'll have to get the vehicle towed.
Okay. Let me go check real quick, honestly, but it's so small back there. I don't believe there's one, but I'm gonna check. My car's locked. I'm trying to see if there is one in the back because if not, it has to get towed. Ace down. I would have to have like a certain tool to get to it, but I believe there is a spare back here.
Do you have that tool available?
I don't know. It's like a star. I didn't even know that. Yeah, it's like I definitely don't have that tool, so I wouldn't be able to get to
Yeah, so it would have to get towed. Let's see here.
it.
Just bear with me. I just have to change the type of service. And would you need to ride with a tow truck driver?
Sorry, what was that?
Would you need to ride with a tow truck driver?
I mean, I'm currently at home. I do have another vehicle, like I could, drive if I need like to come pick it up, but I don't need to drive with the tow driver unless if it's going to be like a short amount of time.
Okay. I'm not sure of their ETAs, because we don't guarantee ETAs. I won't know until I speak with the provider.
Right.
So, yeah. Do you know where you want the vehicle towed to?
I really don't know. This is kind of my first time doing it.
Yeah, so for that, I would just say, because you do need a tire change, I would just contact local tire shops in your area to see if they have one, if they have the tool to take the spare off, and if they have the availability to change the tire, and then give us a call back. Because we can't send a tow truck without knowing where we're sending it to, where we're dropping off the
Right, I
vehicle to.
see. I do know because I was gonna go to this place on 82nd that I normally do take my car to get it fixed, and they normally only charge me like $50. They're like these tires are pretty new, Normally they do have, I have another Cadillac and they had tires for that car. So I'm pretty sure, like, they have tons of tires. I'm pretty sure they have them. I just don't know that they're not, like, online to where I could look up that address. So it's kind of like a private shop. But I was just going to, like, honestly, because it's like a slow leak, I believe. It happened, like, 2 nights ago. And I was just going to go around the corner, put some air in it, and drive it there since it's only, like, 10 minutes away from my house. And see what they could do, but I just didn't know. Like, this is mainly probably for, like, emergency roadside assistance, but, like I said, I'm, like, at home, and I didn't know if it was. I guess it's in my contract, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's included.
Yeah.
We can send someone to inflate the tire.
Okay. That's so I don't have to, like, go around the corner to fill it up.
Correct.
Okay.
But the thing with this is I do have to let you know that the way it's set up, you can receive one service within a 72-hour period. So in the event you're driving and it's flat and you need a tow, you would have to – you can get the service. You'll just have to pay out of pocket.
So now so I have to pay out of pocket if they – come and
no.
fill up the tire?
No,
oh, okay.
So if they fill up the tire and then, say, for example, you're driving and then you have the tire completely deflates and you still need to get to the tire shop. If you call us to get a tow, then you'll have to pay.
Oh, okay. But, like, right now, let's say if I wanted to get it towed instead of getting it filled, that I wouldn't have to pay anything, but if I call back and do it, I would have to.
Correct.
Since I already got that. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it should be fine, honestly. It's not, I don't see, like, a big gash in it. It's like a nail, probably. So, yeah.
Okie dokie, so let me just change the type of service. Let's see. Did you still want the tire inflation service, or did you want to try to make it around the corner?
I'm just going to make it around the corner. Yeah, because you said they would have to come out and, well, they would have to tow it, right, to the shop?
Yes.
It's fine. Yeah, I think I could just drive it there. I should be able to make it. It's
okay.
Pretty close to home.
So I'll just leave this ticket open in the event you do need us. Let's see here. Okay, I'll just leave this ticket open in the event you do decide to give us a call back.